Hi, thanks for listening to my podcast. This is Jen with Crystal Clear with Jen on Anchor FM. So I wanted to talk today about making time for your transformation. Your transformation is your own personal journey to getting back to where your soul speaks to you. And the reason I refer to it as getting back to is because you were born this way. You were born following the promptings of your soul. You were born with intuition. You were born with guides and angels following you around. Over the course of your life, you've lost touch with those. Chances are you haven't remained in alignment with those things your entire life. And it is so integral to your own mental, spiritual, and emotional health that you become aligned with these things, because your intuition is like your own personal compass that guides you to the things you love and steers you away from the things you don't. Sometimes we find ourselves being guided to do things that we really don't want to do, but we're doing them for some other reason, for some other person or purpose, because we think we have to maintain some air, or we have to maintain some status for someone else. Or maybe you just got yourself in this belief system of thinking like, hey, I can never do that because this is what I'm doing. You know, for example, I have to stay in this job. This is what I went to college for. But really, it isn't feeding your soul. It isn't setting your heart on fire. It's making you miserable and you hate it every single day. So how do you find the courage? Where do you find the courage? And are you even following your inner true compass, which is ultimately your intuition? How you know when you found a clue that your heart or your soul wants to lead you down a path is when you feel giddy excitement and you have a inner peace and happiness like you've never had before. This generally happens to people when they start working with me and they say, I don't know what I want. Well, you have to find a list of things that make you happy. Well, I don't really have a list of things that make you happy. Right, because you're so out of touch with what you want and the things you love that you've been guided to all the things you don't love for so long, you've forgotten what you truly love. In working with me and my personal one-on-one coaching, we talk about these things. We specifically narrow down how to find yourself, how to tune into your heart and soul. So if you want more specifics, you'll have to reach out to me and book a session. But getting down to the nitty-gritty requires the journaling, which I talk about all the time. But it also requires you to make lists of things that you love and lists of things you would like to leave and lists of things that you want to do, because your heart and your soul desperately really want to do these things. That is where your heart and your soul lie. And all of these things in our human lives, our jobs, maybe even our children or our partners, our spouses, our friends, the people we love most, they can either encourage us following our souls and our heart's desires, or they discourage and pull us away from those things and convince us that what their desires and wants are really ours, when in fact they're not. So, number one, the key to tuning into your intuition, the key to tuning into these guides, these amazing spirit team that you have, is to decide what it is you desire most and work towards that. And then you have this internal conversation with your guides, with yourself, and you say, if I'm coming from my heart space, where is it leading me? Where does my heart space lead me in this? I can almost guarantee that if you think being a recluse or a loner or in isolation is where your heart space is leading you, you are wrong. And if you find yourself running away from people or trying to isolate yourself from people, that is not the right move. It is you not wanting to face something. It has nothing to do with you making the wrong choice. And you might convince yourself very well, like, oh no, being a recluse, being away from people is the right thing. That is not what we were put on this earth to do. Don't get me wrong, I don't really like public myself. I get very tired of it very quickly. But we all need a support system. And running away from interactions with people, well, maybe people have just rubbed you the wrong way, or you haven't been treated appropriately. So you've decided isolating yourself is the best thing. Well, it might have been for a period of time, but none of us are meant to remain there alone. None of us are meant to remain there alone. So if you're wondering, how do you start following that? How do you start listening to your guides? How do you start paying attention to where your heart is leading you? Well, you have to journal, and you've got to start making the list. The lists are integral to your desires, your wants, your heart, and your soul. The lists are what I want to do. If money didn't matter, where would you want to go? Who would you want to spend time with? What are the things you love that you haven't literally touched with your own hands in a long time? I can tell you that when I set out on this journey myself, there was a lot of things that I hadn't touched with my own fingers in so many years because I let everyone else run my life and guide me to things that I thought were important that really were not that important. They were important to other people, but they weren't important to me. I made time for deadlines and time for projects and time for my boss and time for employees, but I never made time for myself. So where exactly does your time go? How do you spend it? Are you doing the things you love to do? Are you spending it touching the things you love? Books? Nature, rocks, arts, craft, paint, whatever it is, you have to delve back to that. You have to circle back around to that. Some things might be a painful memory. You might find yourself saying, I never want to paint again after that happened. But if you've been thinking about painting, it's time. Maybe writing is the thing. Maybe you need to just pour your soul out in a journal and dump out all of the things that stress you out, that upset you, that get your stomach in knots. But you can't tune back into your own intuition. You can't tune back into your soul and your heart space. And you can't really tap into what and where your heart is leading you if you can't get clear. And the only way to get clear is to get out all the negative and to meditate and pray. These are not easy acts, especially when you've been living in a time of crisis or challenge. Whether it be relationship challenges, emotional challenges, depression, health crises, whatever it might be, I know that firsthand. I've been through all of that. And you got to get it out of your head. You've got to get it out of your body because the trapped energy prohibits you from moving forward. That is why journaling is so important. So I'm going to end this podcast on this note. If you feel drawn to something, if something keeps coming up for you, let's say everywhere you go for 2 or 3 days, you see a paintbrush, you see some artist painting. You keep getting commercials playing about paint and pour. You keep wanting a desire to want to paint a picture. Then you should be painting. Might not be painting for you. It might be something else you're seeing that is leading your heart to it. Go to that. Dive into it and follow your guides, follow them, because they're the ones that are prompting these things into you. They're the ones that are prompting these synchronicities of you seeing, whether it be painting or a craft or reading or writing or meeting a friend for lunch. Maybe you've been pulled to call someone lately and reach out to them, but you've somehow avoided that. You're like, nah, I don't really want to talk to them. I'm nervous. I'm scared. There's a reason. There's a reason. Follow the prompting. So if you want to work with me and you want to learn how journaling can change your life and how listening to the promptings of your soul and your heart can adjust you, can change you, can help shift you, you can reach out to me. I would love to work with you. You can find me in my group, The Light Seekers Tribe, on Facebook, or you can find me at crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And you can always reach out to me on here. So thanks for listening to my podcast. If you're a loyal listener, I can't wait for you to listen to my next episode. And if you're new, please stay tuned. Thank you so much and have a great day.